This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. 2 million people to benefit from PAHO health initiatives in crisis-affected countries. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, announced on 24 June 2026 that approximately 2 million people across 5 countries affected by humanitarian crises will receive support through newly launched health initiatives. The projects target populations in regions experiencing displacement, resource scarcity, and limited healthcare infrastructure, prioritizing emergency medical services, disease surveillance, and essential pharmaceutical access. Key takeaways: 2 million people across 5 crisis-affected countries will receive direct health support through PAHO-backed programs. Initiatives focus on emergency services, disease surveillance, and pharmaceutical distribution in humanitarian settings. The projects address critical gaps in healthcare access for displaced and vulnerable populations. PAHO's coordinated response reflects commitment to universal health coverage amid ongoing crises. 2 million people across 5 countries to benefit from PAHO-backed health projects in crisis-affected regions. According to the Pan-American Health Organization announcement, June 2026, scale of PAHO health intervention across crisis regions, estimated beneficiaries and service coverage in affected countries, 26.2 million, total beneficiaries 5, countries targeted 3, core service areas. Source: Pan-American Health Organization, June 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Healthcare access in humanitarian emergencies. The scale of the PAHO initiative reflects persistent challenges in delivering health services during humanitarian crises across the Americas. Displacement, infrastructure damage, and supply chain disruption create barriers to even basic medical care, a problem documented across multiple crises in recent years. PAHO's integrated approach targets emergency medical services, disease surveillance systems, and pharmaceutical supply chains, recognizing that functional health systems require coordination across all 3 domains. This aligns with principles established in the WHO Emergency Response Framework and emphasizes continuity of care during acute humanitarian disruptions. 5-country coordination and resource distribution. The announcement identifies 5 countries as primary beneficiaries, though specific nation names and population breakdowns were not detailed in the PAHO statement. This targeting likely reflects assessed humanitarian need, population density in affected regions, and existing PAHO operational capacity. Prior PAHO emergency responses in the Americas have prioritized countries with largest internally displaced populations and highest disease burden gaps. Coordination across 5 simultaneous country programs requires significant logistical infrastructure. PAHO's network of regional offices and country representations will manage resource allocation, personnel deployment, and inter-country data sharing to ensure comparable service quality and evidence-based priority setting, emergency services, surveillance, and pharmaceutical focus. The 3-pillar approach, emergency medical services, disease surveillance, and pharmaceutical access, addresses the most critical health system functions in crisis contexts. Disease surveillance early warning systems prevent secondary outbreaks of communicable diseases, which historically account for significant mortality in displacement settings. The WHO disease outbreak tracking system has documented recurrent patterns of vaccine-preventable disease resurgence in humanitarian emergencies, making surveillance investment essential. Emergency medical services capacity, from primary care triage to trauma care, directly reduces mortality from injuries and acute medical emergencies. Pharmaceutical supply guarantees ensure populations access essential medications, including antibiotics, anticonvulsants, and chronic disease treatments. These 3 elements form the backbone of minimal health system functionality during crisis periods. 2 million people across 5 countries will receive support through PAHO health projects addressing emergency services, disease surveillance, and pharmaceutical access in humanitarian crisis zones. Pan-American Health Organization, press release, 24 June 2026, links to broader universal health coverage goals, PAHO's intervention connects to the organization's Universal Health Coverage (UHC) agenda, which explicitly prioritizes equitable access during crises. The initiative demonstrates that UHC principles, service availability, affordability, quality, and financial protection, must extend to populations displaced by humanitarian emergencies, not merely stable populations in non-crisis settings. The programs also align with regional commitments to the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly SDG 3, Good Health and Well-being, and SDG 10, Reducing Inequalities. Humanitarian crisis populations, often representing the region's most vulnerable and marginalized groups, require targeted health system investment to narrow existing health equity gaps documented in cross-border and migration health literature. What this means for patients: access to emergency medical care, disease screening, and essential medications improves survival outcomes and reduces preventable morbidity in crisis-affected regions. Populations will benefit from structured health services rather than ad hoc emergency response. For clinicians, healthcare workers deployed to crisis zones gain access to PAHO-coordinated surveillance data, pharmaceutical supply assurance, and emergency protocol standardization across the five-country network. This improves clinical decision-making and reduces system fragmentation. For policymakers, PAHO's regional approach establishes evidence-based models for humanitarian health response that can inform future crisis preparedness planning. The initiative demonstrates feasibility of coordinated multi-country health systems strengthening in resource-constrained settings. Frequently asked questions: why focus on disease surveillance during humanitarian crises? Disease surveillance prevents secondary epidemics, measles, cholera, meningitis, which historically kill more people in displacement settings than the initial crisis event itself. Early warning systems allow rapid outbreak response. The medical literature on humanitarian emergencies documents this pattern across multiple crises. How does PAHO coordinate across five different countries simultaneously? PAHO maintains permanent country offices and regional technical networks. The organization deploys standardized protocols, supplies, and personnel across participating nations while adapting implementation to local health system capacity and governance structures. This balance of standardization and flexibility improves consistency while respecting national sovereignty. What gaps does pharmaceutical supply investment address? Humanitarian crises disrupt supply chains, leaving populations without antibiotics, anticonvulsants, insulin, and other life-sustaining medications. PAHO's pharmaceutical pillar ensures continuous access to WHO Essential Medicines List drugs, reducing medication-related mortality and morbidity in crisis zones. The PAHO initiative represents a structured regional commitment to health system continuity across humanitarian emergencies. As global displacement populations grow and crisis frequency increases, coordinated multi-country health responses, like the 2-million-person PAHO program, demonstrate feasibility of maintaining health service quality even under severe constraints. Success in these five countries may establish replicable models for future humanitarian response across the Americas and globally. Source: Pan American Health Organization announcement, 2 million people to benefit from PAHO-backed health projects in five countries affected by humanitarian crises.